It's time to bring in the man that brought us thunderstorms last evening and the prettiest moon that you've ever seen this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning. That's really great, but you didn't get to see the eclipse, did you?
When was the eclipse?
Last night at midnight.
I probably could have seen it. But I'll tell you what, the moon was a beautiful orange. It was so bright and orange, you could see the craters and everything. It was beautiful.
See that? Okay. Well, I got to see the full moon, but only briefly, because I got up at 2:45. I didn't get to see the eclipse. I wasn't staying up to see it, you know.
Yeah.
I just wasn't. There's too much going on. I have a lot of work to sort out. Let's talk about the risks of severe thunderstorms.
Okay.
Now, the Severe Storm Center, their goal, their only purpose is to examine the weather from coast to coast and figure out what areas could have severe weather. And when it comes to thunderstorms and tornadoes, they have different risks. Okay, so there are actually five. So the first one is called a marginal risk. Isolated severe thunderstorms, limited in duration and or coverage and in intensity. Then we go to level two, slight risk. Scattered severe thunderstorms, short-lived and are not widespread, isolated intense storms are possible. Then we go to three, level three, enhanced. Numerous severe storms possible, more persistent and or widespread and a few intense. Moderate, widespread severe storms, long-lived, widespread and intense. And the last category is five, is high. Widespread severe storms, long-lived, very widespread, and especially intense. Well, we are under an enhanced risk. Number three.
Wow.
Severe, numerous severe storms, more persistent and or widespread, and a few intense. And with that also comes the possibility of tornadic activity. And this is all due to a cold front in Ohio. So a partly sunny day, it'll be humid, late showers, gusty to severe thunderstorms. This would be any time after 2 o'clock in the low 80s. Showers and storms will end tonight by 8, 9 o'clock, 50 to 55. Partly cloudy and breezy Tuesday, a much nicer day, mid-70s. Sunny and breezy Wednesday, mid-70s. Cloudy Thursday, probably going to bring in some showers, low 70s, and then it's going to get hazy and more humid back into the 80s on Friday. Chance of going to 90 on Saturday.
So it looks like we're getting ready for a Memorial Day with a blast of summer.
Well, you never could tell, because what's hot this weekend could be just the opposite next weekend. Because, again, the indication is, from what I could tell, that something tropical is going to come into the Gulf of Mexico. And if our America model, the GFS, is correct, it could easily become a hurricane and threaten the Gulf Coast. That'll be next week. And you know as well as I do, if they hit the Gulf Coast, we have to worry, because depending on where they hit, it could, you know, indirectly affect us. If it goes into Texas, 9 out of 10 times, we don't have to worry about it. But if it heads for the Florida Panhandle and tries to come up the Appalachians, we always have to look at that. So that's next week, not this week. Very active weather pattern, wouldn't you say?
Out of the blue. Well, we've had a weird weather pattern all spring long. Spring has been cockamamie. Really has.
That's a good word for it.
Cockamamie. Just, you know, you couldn't say March came in like a lion or lamb. The lion and lamb made appearances all spring long.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
One day it was a lion, one day it was a lamb.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Because I could just see, I mean, this weekend was the first time that I shut off the heat and put on the air conditioning. And normally we do that. Everybody knows that. Normally, we do that April 15th.
Yeah. No, I my heat went off for the first time this weekend as well. Absolutely. And
yeah.
I had purchased two new super-duper air conditioners for this year called Capsule Airs. Very small, very efficient. I installed them about a month ago because they came early. Because if you bought them at a certain time, you got them at like 50% off because they were new. And so I put them on this weekend. The one in the bedroom, Pat, it's so quiet.
If you've got, can't even tell what's going on.
If you've got an air filter in your house where you filter air,
right,
that's louder than the air conditioner.
Wow, that's interesting. Very interesting.
And it worked great. Now, the one in the living room was only blowing regular air. Now, listen to this. You know, when I sent a complaint in about it, you know who contacted me? The co-founder of the company.
Wow.
And we emailed back and forth, and they're sending me out a brand new air conditioner. It should go out today. I should get it by Wednesday or Thursday. And they're sending me an additional thing where we can ship it back for free. How about that? The co-founder of the company apologized because the service department didn't get back to me after my first email.
So that is a really good company. What's the name of the air conditioner?
Capsule Air. K-A-P-S-U-L. Capsule Air.
Capsule Air. I have to remember that because if I ever want to get a small air conditioner for the cabin and have it run, you know, through the generator, I'll buy one of those. What's the smallest they make? Do you know, Marshall?
It's 5,000 BTU, and it cools my bedroom, which is about, I'll say, 10 by 12, mm-hmm. icy cold. I leave it on 72, so it'll be a perfect. It'll take the humidity out of the cabin if you get it.
Right.
And it's 5,000 BTU, so it won't strain your generator too much.
Right.
And it's not loud at all.
Okay, Capsule Air. Thank you for that. You know, while you were talking, I decided to look at the latest American GFS model that just came out. And valid for next Wednesday. They have what looks to me as a hurricane pretty close to Key West. This is next Wednesday. I just want you to see how bizarre all of these things could be. By next Thursday, whatever this is, crosses Florida and is just off the Georgia coast. Okay, now next Thursday, prior to Labor Day weekend, folks, now watch how bizarre this is. As we move to Friday, the low is still south of North Carolina. But this thing is definitely a hurricane, if the model is correct. What does it do? It brings it in toward the North Carolina coast during Friday of next week. This is what I think is bizarre. Of course, it weakens, but it's over eastern North Carolina as of next Saturday, which is the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend. So here sits this tropical system just sitting over North Carolina, and they take a band of tropical moisture from around it. This tropical moisture starts down around the Bahamas and streams up to us. So next Saturday, they are showing rain from this tropical system. And now, as far as it goes, it only goes to Saturday afternoon. It hasn't updated anything beyond that. They continue to have this tropical system sit over North Carolina, and they continue to bring this tropical moisture over us all during Saturday. Now, what's going to happen to that? Is it going to dissipate? Is it going to continue to linger through the Memorial Day weekend? I don't know. But it certainly is going to have to, need some attention. That's the way I look at that. Because the model's been doing it since last week, and I really didn't pay it any mind because it's 2 weeks out, or over 2 weeks out. But they insisted on it all weekend, and now they're still insisting on it today. So the model is definitely onto something.
Well, tropical moisture.
Yeah.
Warm downpours. No right. Downpour.
Yeah, that kind
downpours,
of junk.
Then no downpours. Downpours, right. Then no downpour. Kind of yeah. Like a nor'easter. Bands of rain.
Right. Making well, we'll it impossible to plan your outdoor activity.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, yeah. Because, you know, there was other modeling that said that things were going to clear up in time for the Memorial Day weekend. It was going to get hot. So, I mean, you have one model, you know, saying, yeah, get ready for typical hazy, hot, humid weather. You have another model saying, oh, no, you're in for tropical rain. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, hey, you know, it is what it is. We have to deal with it however we deal with it.
Let's deal with the potential of severe weather this afternoon.
Yeah. And so if we get severe weather, it would be like in between like 4 and 7?
I'm thinking that it could start. Well, I'm thinking the watch is going to go out before that. I think we'll go under a watch by easily by 1 or 2 o'clock. And I'm thinking that the main line would probably be after 3. But there could be some storms developing ahead of the squall line, because this is going to be a squall line that's coming toward us with strong winds, you know. But ahead of it, there could be like little scouts of storms, sort of like saying, hey, I'm telling you right now, I'm clearing the way for this squall line that's coming in. So some areas could actually get a thunderstorm early this afternoon, but the main event should be mid to late afternoon.
Well, yesterday, the rain, we had such a heavy thunderstorm, the rain actually caused my satellite service to go out for about 3 minutes. It rained so heavy where we are. It just rained incredibly heavy.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, that happens with satellite service. That happens at times. When the rain gets so heavy and it's positioned just right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyways. Well, other than that, how was your weekend? Good?
Not bad. I was invited to a friend's house nearby on Saturday night, and that was nice little dinner. And then, both days I was out in the yard. I power washed the fence on Saturday. That took me 2.5 hours. A lot of mold, but I got it sparkling clean. It's a PVC fence. And then yesterday was out there just doing some odds and ends, and then I came in here and started working for this morning because I knew we were going to have a heavy day today.
I made lasagna yesterday. Lasagna.
But you don't make it with meat, right?
Yeah, no, I made it with a little bit of meat.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
A little bit of meat and some mushrooms.
And I'm sure you have leftovers, so you could cut a piece and heat it up, right?
Yeah, I had one piece. I've got enough lasagna to last a week.
Good for you. Good for you.
Because you really can't eat more than one piece a
day. No, you really can't.
I mean, it tastes good, but it's just too heavy. Yeah. So I've got enough to have lasagna for lunch or dinner for the rest of the week.
That's good for you.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, boy.
Take care. I'm Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.